This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to answer a question that a lot of people have asked me. They want to know, what happens when you ignore the narcissist, or what happens when you abandon the narcissist? All right. So I'm going to go into each one. First of all, a lot of people want to give it back to the narcissist what the narcissist gives to them. A lot of times the narcissist can be very cold. This is especially true when you're dealing with a covert narcissist. You know, they show you little affection, they come on strong, and then all of a sudden they switch up and they're cold. And I tell people, understand this, when they're running cold with you, there's two reasons why they do that. One is they're either punishing you, or two, they have something else going on, okay? So it's not necessarily you. It could also be what's going on in the narcissist's life, all right? This is why you can't take things personally with a narcissist, because they find fault with everybody, all right? Narcissists come on strong. They look at you as somebody that's going to fulfill their happiness by some supply that you offer them. It could be sex. It could be money. It could be a place to live. It could just be flattering their ego. And the longer the narcissist gets to know you, the more they're going to find things they don't like about you, because they're very critical people, all right? They don't accept people for who they are. You know, they're always striving for more. They're trying to fill up that empty void within themselves, and they feel like you're going to be the one to do it initially when they first see you, okay? And also keep in mind, too, narcissists have supply for different things. They have supply, you know, for sex. They may have supply for money. They could have different supplies for different things that they need fulfilled within themselves to make them feel good. So a lot of people say, well, you know what? I'm just going to mirror the narcissist. I'm going to ignore them. I'm going to be cold to them, you know, and what happens? What is the narcissist going to do? Well, it all depends on what's going on in the narcissist's life. When narcissists have a lot of supply, or they have another supply that they're interested in, they're not going to care if you ignore them, okay? So don't necessarily think that just by ignoring the narcissist, they're going to come back and they're going to be begging for your attention again. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes a narcissist just doesn't care if you ignore them because they're busy with somebody else, or their attention is elsewhere. So when you're studying a narcissist, the biggest thing that you need to do is see what's going on in this person's life, okay? That's another thing that you need to do too. When somebody's coming on strong and love bombing you, you've got to look at your situation, where you are in life, and look at where they are in life. Are you a come up for that narcissist? Is that why they're being so nice to you? Maybe you live in a nice house and they want to live in your house, or maybe they see you as a financial come up. You know, you're going to invest in a business with them. Maybe they have nothing going on for themselves. Maybe they're broke and busted. And, you know, of course they're going to come on strong to you because they look at you as a way to lift themselves up out of the black hole that they're in, to, you know, move themselves up. So for a come up, you guys. So ignoring the narcissist won't necessarily give you the results that you think it's going to give the narcissist. Also, keep in mind this. When you deal with a narcissist, they're never all in. So that's why when people break up with a narcissist, or you have the discard going on, you do a reverse discard where you got rid of them, or they discarded you and blocked you because they had somebody lined up. Narcissists never just discard you unless they have another supply somewhere to fill that void, okay? They never just go off and are on their own and be by themselves, because narcissists, that's like death to a narcissist. They always have to know somebody's around, okay? So the thing is this, you guys, again, it depends on what's going on in the narcissist's life. And, you know, if they need you, if a narcissist needs you, okay, and you ignore them, one thing that they'll do, all right, is they could start being nice to you again. This is where the hot and cold begins. And people will say, oh, you know, I was ignoring the narcissist, or I stepped away from the narcissist, and all of a sudden they're blowing up my phone, they're calling me, they're being really affectionate, the love bombing, they're telling me how much they love me, or they're bringing up, you know, we should go on a nice date somewhere. And that's because the narcissist sees that you're pulling away. And the only reason that they're doing that, now keep this in mind, is because they still need something out of you, or they don't have an alternative backup supply in place yet, okay? So when you ignore the narcissist and they don't have anything going on, the narcissist is going to come back and be exceptionally nice to you. But it's a temporary niceness, a temporary love bomb to try to draw you back in where they feel that they have you hooked. See, narcissists want to have you hooked. And we talk about, you know, chasing the narcissist. And there's a lot of information where they say, well, narcissists don't like to chase, right? Narcissists in the beginning, okay, of a relationship during the love bombing, in some cases will chase. They will chase in the beginning if they see that you have something that they really want. So it's not that narcissists necessarily will never chase. They will chase initially if you have something that they really want. And then once they feel that they have you, or that you're codependent on them, or you need them, and they'll know that by how much attention you give them. If you keep calling them, if you keep asking them why they're so cold, if you keep showing the narcissist all of that, the narcissist knows they've got you, right? So they feel they don't have to chase you anymore. So the point in all of this, you guys, is that it's a push-pull with a narcissist. And it, again, it all comes back to the point of whether they need you for something, all right? Whether they need you for something. Now, the other thing that you have to keep in mind is this. You could ignore the narcissist, and the narcissist figures, oh, they know the game. They're trying to give it back to me, because narcissists are not stupid. They're smart in a devious, deceptive way. They may not be, you know, per se smart life-wise, but when it comes to being a con artist, they're smart. So in other words, that means they're smart in manipulating people. They're smart in sizing people up. They're smart in, you know, knowing how to push and pull a person to get what they want. So they, when you ignore the narcissist, they may say to themselves, they're trying to give me the business back. And what a narcissist may do is they may completely do nothing and let you ignore them, and they're going to try to make like it doesn't affect them, all right? Why? Because they don't want to give you that control and power that, you know, they're going to come chasing after you. So sometimes it may affect them, okay? It may affect them, but with a narcissist, they'll never let you know it. They'll never let you know it. They're going to play cool. They're going to play calm. They may post on social media how they're going out. They're having a great time. And all of that is to go up your nose and try to show you that you have no effect on them, okay? So they're going to play the game back on you if you ignore them. So remember this. This is the rule. When you ignore a narcissist, the only time that it will really affect them to the point where they'll come back at you and try to win you back and be nice and love bomb you and give you that affection is if they feel that you're slipping away and they need you for something, okay? So a narcissist is going to test you to see how much control they have over you. And if they feel, you know, through the, you know, progress of the relationship, that through most of the relationship, they felt that they, that you were really sweating them. You were really sweating them. You were really sweating them. And then all of a sudden you ignore the narcissist. They're smart enough to realize that you're playing a game with them, okay? In most cases, they're smart enough to realize it, and they may show you that it doesn't affect them, okay? They're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna play into your hands necessarily, okay? The only time it will really, really affect that narcissist is if they feel that you're serious and that you may leave them for good, okay? And they need you for something. Now, I want to talk about, you know, what a narcissist, when you abandon a narcissist. Again, it's the same concept when you abandon a narcissist. Let's say that you find out this person is toxic, they've played games with you, and you say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not dealing with this. And you just totally drop them cold, okay? You totally drop them cold and you abandon that narcissist. What do you think that narcissist is going to do? Again, you guys, it depends on what's going on in their lives. If they have other things going on in their life, they're not going to care so much, okay? Because at that point, when you abandon them, the relationship was already breaking down, and the narcissist is always one step ahead of you because they never want to be left high and dry and alone, and you move on, and you move on to somebody else. So they always got to be one up on you. So when the relationship is starting to break down, that's when the narcissist has started to devalue you, or maybe you guys are arguing, or, you know, there's problems because the narcissist keeps breaking your boundary and you're arguing a lot. The narcissist at that point has another supply pretty much lined up that they've been talking to. And in some cases, a narcissist always has somebody, even from day one when you met that narcissist, they're always talking to somebody else. They never put their eggs all in one basket, okay? So you guys, when you abandon that narcissist, they may not care because they have this other supply available. And also, you have to remember, not all narcissists will come back, okay? Not all will come back. Some won't come back because of two reasons. One, because of their pride, okay? They're not going to kiss up to you, so their pride, and they won't come back. And number two, because they feel that you know what they are. You know that they're a manipulator. They know they can't play games with you anymore. They know that they can't get any, you know, anything out of you. And then the other reason too, you guys, is that you don't have anything that they need anymore. They may have exhausted all of the supply that they got out of you. Or the other reason is they could have found somebody that has supply that they want. Okay. So remember this, when they have other supply, it's always more exciting to the narcissist because it's new. Narcissists like things that are new and exciting, okay? Because they have an outlook on that it's something great. Because the longer, again, the longer the narcissist is with a supply, the more, you know, the excitement of that supply will go down and they'll get bored with somebody. They'll always want to look for something new, okay? Narcissists hate being bored. So when you abandon the narcissist, again, what did I say? It depends on what's going on in their lives. If they're doing okay, they're not going to care, okay? But keep this in mind. They may be doing okay at the time you abandon them, but in 6 months to a year or longer, when they're not doing well, that's when that narcissist is going to come back and hit you up, okay? When a narcissist comes back and hits you up and says, hey, how you doing? I was thinking of you. And they don't bring up anything about the breakup. They don't want to because, you know, they don't want to take accountability or they don't want any negativity there because they're coming in to look to use you for something. You got to know that when that narcissist comes back, they're not doing well. Okay, they're not doing well, and that's why they're coming back to you. Or if they have another supply, they're not happy with that other supply. So now they're branching off and trying to get something out of you again. Okay, so again, it's all about timing. It's all about what they have going on. Okay, and the other thing that you have to keep in mind is this. When you got involved with the narcissist, okay, They pretended to be all in and you were all in, okay? And the narcissist knows their target. They know when somebody's all in and their feelings are all in by the amount of attention you give that narcissist. In other words, how long you staying on the phone with them, how many times you call them, if you keep asking them, do they care about you, do they love you? That narcissist will know that they got you, that you are sweating them. So if the majority of the relationship you were like that with them, and now all of a sudden you turn off and you're just, you know, you feel like you're going to abandon them and everything like that, the narcissist thinks you're not going anywhere. They don't think you're going anywhere. Why? Because they have studied you and they believe that, you know, you can't live without them. And this is why narcissists are such good con artists, manipulators, deceivers. Because what they do is they make you so codependent during the beginning stages of the relationship. They make it so sugar sweet by being nice, going out of their way, coming in as your hero. You know, they may have got you when you were in a vulnerable place. Maybe you just got divorced. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're depressed. And here comes the narcissist, future faking you to think that y'all are going to have a beautiful, wonderful life. And they work on you to the point where they get you where you're convinced of it, okay? So now the narcissist, they have got you hook, line, and sinker. But now you get disgusted because you see that the narcissist is playing game on you, or, you know, the narcissist is cold to you. So you abandon them or you ignore them. That narcissist is still going to think that you're not going anywhere. That narcissist is still going to think that that door is still open. That's why it's up to you to block and delete these people, because a narcissist will bounce in and out of your life, okay? They will bounce in and out of your life and they don't care. They don't care, okay? They will try you. They will try you. They don't care how it looks, you know? They will try you if you have something that they need and if they need you, okay? So again, you guys, you never really know how it's going to roll out unless you know what's going on in the narcissist's life, okay? If the narcissist is someone who is able to get a lot of supply, they're going to be very independent. It's like this saying that I saw on social media that was so true in one of the Facebook groups I was in a long time ago. I used to admin a lot of Facebook groups, right? And one of the guys in there, he said it, and it was so true. He said, if a man can get a lot of women, then a lot of women that man will have, okay? And that's true 99% of the time. And the same goes for a female. If a female can get a lot of men that female will have, okay? Unless, okay, I'm going to put a little caveat in there. Unless that person is a very, very moralistic type of person with morals and values that, you know, is a very serious-minded person that believes in monogamy and believes in loyalty, you know, then that is the exception to the rule, but that is very rare in a lot of cases. So it's the same thing with the narcissist. If the narcissist can get a lot of supply, then it doesn't matter what you do to that narcissist, whether you ignore them, whether you abandon them, or whatever you do, because you are expendable to a narcissist. They're not all in. Remember that. They're not all in. Go listen again to my podcast about the intent, the real intent of a narcissist, and you will get it, okay? That's why people get hurt at the end of a relationship, because the narcissist had other things going on and you didn't. They fooled you to think that they were all in when they really weren't. okay? And that's why you were blindsided, because this person conned you. They conned you to think that they were all in. And that's why when the breakup happens and you see them bounce to somebody else, or they're in a new relationship, or they're engaged right away, well, guess what? They had that going on when they were with you, all right? It wasn't that they just came out of the relationship and they just met this person and got engaged and was the love of their life. That's what they want you to think. But the reality of it is, they've had a connection to that person that they jumped into a relationship with during the time they were with you, okay? Because you were not necessarily what they wanted. And it doesn't mean that the new supply is necessarily what they want either. Because a narcissist gets bored, they get disgusted, and they always think there's something better out there. So never think that it's you, okay? Because they could jump with a new supply, they could be engaged, they can, you know, get married, and guess what? That narcissist is going to get bored, they're going to get critical and judgmental, they're going to see things they don't like in the new supply, and they may have something going on the side with the new supply, okay? So you guys, this is what it is, all right? And I have to run, but I wanted to do this quick podcast to talk about what happens when you ignore a narcissist, what happens when you abandon a narcissist. But the bottom line is this. When we play games, everybody loses. Once you see that somebody is toxic, the best thing to do is abandon that ship, distance yourself from this person. They are not worth your time. They are not worth your life. What you need to do is refocus your brain on positive things moving forward. When you keep centering in on the narcissist, you're still going to be living in the past and you're not going to move forward in your life. Once you see that this person has tried to deceive you, now, you know what? You don't owe that person shit. They are nothing. You let them go. They played game with you. And now you don't give them 1 minute of your time ever again. You're done, okay? Because they wasted your time. They wasted your life. And you don't need to play games with somebody like that. Your games are not going to change the narcissist. Understand that. Your games are not going to change the narcissist. They're either going to play game back on you or they're going to move on to somebody else. In either event, they're not worth it. They're not worth it, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button and share the podcast and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123. And also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123, okay? And have a great day.